Scientists from fisheries and conservation backgrounds have joined forces in a groundbreaking assessment of the status of global fisheries. The study, led by Boris Worm of Dalhousie University and Ray Hilborn of the University of Washington, is published in the July 31st issue of the journal Science. Here, Dr. Worm explains what he and his 20 co-authors have found.
The main finding of this paper is that although fisheries are in trouble, we do see a glimmer of hope in that in half of the ecosystem that we examined in detail, exploitation rate is declining. The areas that have moved successfully towards recovery have employed a diverse suite of management tools, including reducing catches, implementing closed areas, gear restrictions, catch shares, and community-based management.
This study is a follow-up to another science paper published by Dr. Worm. That research concerned the importance of biodiversity to the productivity and resilience of ocean ecosystems. It projected that all commercial fisheries would collapse by 2048 unless management practices improve. That result led to a public disagreement between Drs. Worm and Hilborn, but through their subsequent discussions, the two scientists recognized a shared sense of purpose. They decided to collaborate.
Over the last 15 years, there have been a number of studies attempting to evaluate the status of world fisheries and their sustainability. These had almost exclusively relied on catch data, which is not a particularly good index of how well the ecosystem is doing. There can be many reasons that catch go up and down. So what we attempted to do was to assemble as many data sources as possible and to ask what's actually happening to the abundance of fish in these ecosystems rather than the catch.
Our analysis is based on three main data sources. Number one, we had very detailed data on stock abundance and exploitation rate in 10 ecosystems. We had more broad data on ecosystem surveys from 20 regions, and we had ecosystem models of about 30 regions, and then we had catches from the whole world. This works like a Russian doll, where each piece informs the next level, and it gives us a more precise, more accurate way of assessing the status of world fisheries and the oceans than we ever have been before.
What we found is that in two of the places we looked, Alaska and New Zealand, they had never really been subjected to overfishing. In many of the other systems, we found that overfishing had occurred, and in several of them, they had significantly reduced the amount of fishing pressure.
The regions that have made the greatest advances towards recovery are California, New England, and Iceland, but also we see signs of recovery in other regions around the world. Some of these recovery stories are quite amazing, like just south of Halifax, where I am, we see massive recovery of haddock on George's Bank due to a large closed area and a reduction in the effort of fishermen going out to sea. We also see huge dinner plate-sized scallops coming up in the closed areas and seeding areas outside of that.
These different regions have demonstrated that fisheries management can be successful. And sets an example for the many places that haven't yet bitten the bullet.
Although the author's analysis was mostly confined to intensively managed fisheries in developed countries, some developing nations also showed positive signs. In Kenya, for example, scientists, managers, and local communities have teamed up to close some key areas to fishing and restrict certain types of fishing gear. Other examples of successful rebuilding come from Latin America, particularly Chile and Mexico. The authors emphasize that there are no silver bullet solutions for any nation, developed or developing. Management efforts must be customized to the place and the people. And while this study offers new hope for rebuilding global fisheries, the authors agree that there is still a long way to go.
The bad news is that most of the world's fisheries still are being harvested too hard, and we need to reduce the amount of exploitation. We found that over about two-thirds of the stocks that we examined are still below target levels where we would like them to be. The good news is that we know how to rebuild them, and the tools that fisheries managers have in hand are sufficient to do that if we're willing to put up with the short-term pain.
The take-home message here is that fisheries and oceans are not a lost cause. We can recover depleted resources if we ease up on exploitation rate. And this has ecological and economic benefits that we see established in a few regions that have taken these steps today. I really hope that this paper can provide people with a new vision about the ocean, not a place of loss and depletion, but a place that can be managed for recovery so we can regain what has been lost in the past.
The study was based at the National Center for Ecological Analysis and Synthesis, funded by the National Science Foundation and the University of California, Santa Barbara. This podcast is a production of Compass, the communication partnership for science in the sea.